Democrats lost the last two presidential elections in part because George W. Bush swept the South. Democrats' misfortunes in the South were compounded this month when voters throughout the region opted to replace five retiring Democratic senators with Republicans. Bob Graham of Florida is one of those retiring Democratic senators who will be replaced by a Republican, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's look ahead to the 109th Congress. Talk to us about a particular issue that you think the Democrats may give more on, and one or two that the Democrats will continue to stand firm.
Well, it's going to be speculation because, as you indicated, I am retiring, so I won't be a participant in this. But I think one area might be the issue of confirmation of judges. We had some of the most knockdown, drag-out debates in the last couple of years over President Bush's judicial selections. Other than Supreme Court nominations that might come forward, I think there's going to be less willingness to participate in a filibuster on district and circuit court judges.
On the Democrats' part.
On the Democratic side.
Now, you exempt from that Supreme Court.
People recognize the Supreme Court is of a different order. It is not only the pinnacle of our judicial system, but it also is the most engaged in the issues of the relationship of citizens to their government of any tribunal in the land.
You were part of an earlier renaissance for Southern Democrats back during the administration of Ronald Reagan. It was 1986, his second term. What lessons have been learned, if any, that could apply to the next election, 2006?
What happened in 1986, first, was that there had been a wave of new senators, many of whom were from the South, who were elected at the same time that Ronald Reagan was in 1980. And after 6 years in office, people decided in a number of those instances that the candidate they had elected hadn't stood the test of time and they were ready for a replacement. The same thing may be true with the class that was just voted in with George W. Bush. So I think one thing the Democrats need to do is to start building a strong farm system of people at the local and state level so that when 2010 comes around, we will have some candidates that can challenge the six-year incumbents and win.
Are there demographics in the South that have changed significantly that would have to be reflected in that farm system?
Yes, and that is the large Hispanic population. Now, that's been true in Florida for four decades, but it is a relatively new phenomenon to much of the rest of the South, and yes, it is going to affect politics. First, Democrats have got to identify with the new Hispanic populations and indicate that our policies and our values are simpatico with theirs, and then involve them in the Democratic Party politics. Frankly, that was a mistake that Florida Democrats made back in the early 1960s. We didn't do an adequate job of identifying with the new Cuban arrivals.
Senator Graham, what are you planning to do when you leave the Senate?
I'm going to be going to the Kennedy School at Harvard for a year to do some teaching, and I hope write a second book. I just published a book called Intelligence Matters, and I enjoyed the process. And then I'm going to come back to Florida and work in a couple of centers on public policy issues that I think are important to the future of this state and the nation.
Bob Graham is the retiring Democratic senator from Florida. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Renee.